And good morning. Welcome to today's Pride Report, brought to you by Nevada Regional Medical Center on 97.5 FM. Double K Country, I'm Mike Harbit. The Pride Report brought to you by Nevada Regional Medical Center and Double K Country. And as always, joining us to tell us about our guests, we got a first-timer today. So, Jennifer, tell us who we have on the program today.
Yeah, good morning, Mike. This morning, I brought Melissa Gould with me. She is our stroke program coordinator, and so we're going to talk about newer program for NRMC.
All right, very good. So, as I said, first-time visitor to the Pride Report. Don't give any of those anymore. So, Melissa, welcome to the program.
Thanks.
All right, so we're going to talk about your area of expertise today and as the program coordinator. And it's my understanding that Nevada Regional Medical Center is working to obtain what's called Stroke Ready Hospital Designation. Tell us more about that.
That's correct. The Stroke Ready Hospitals, they'll provide standard treatments for patients with stroke symptoms. We're a stepping stone to get them to a bigger hospital if that's where they need to go. We'll be equipped for immediate evaluation, stabilize, and treatment of the stroke. We'll be able to properly treat with medications that can save lives and limit long-term effects of the strokes. We can do imaging and differentiate between the different types of strokes and give clot-busting medications called thrombolytics if they're needed.
All right, so is this something new then for NRMC?
This is not something new. NRMC has been able to do these treatments for a long time. We'll just be designated, and it will help local EMS be able to deliver the patients to NRMC rather than taking them to the closest facility that provides these interventions.
So what does this mean for patients?
The goal is to provide our local patients with rapid evaluation in the event of a stroke. Time is the brain. We have 24-hour access to lab imaging, medication management, so we can establish rapid protocols as well as teleneurology services with HCA out of Kansas City. And this allows some of the patients to be able to stay local and improve the outcomes by ensuring time-sensitive stroke care.
So when is the hope to have this stroke-ready hospital designation?
So NRMC is working with CIHQ. They are our deeming authority for NRMC, and they are coming May 19th to survey us. And once that process is finished, then we will be able to apply to the Department of Health and Senior Services of Missouri to have the designation.
All right, very good. Well, we look to hear more about that maybe after May 19th and hopefully get some good news on that. Melissa, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks.
All right, so we'll head back to Jennifer, who's going to tell us about some of the events that are coming up on the calendar.
Yeah, so coming up on this Friday, May 8th, we have the 23rd annual NRMC Foundation Caring with Pride Golf Classic. That is out at Frankie Peters Golf Course. We do a 9 a.m. shotgun start. It's a day full of fun. We have golfers. This year's funds from the tournament are being used to help purchase a new panda warmer, which is an infant warmer for our OB unit. All of our new babies that are born go into that unit for a little bit. And then some stay longer than others in there. And then also on Wednesday, May 20th, we have the Nevada R5 sports physicals. We provide those every middle school and high school student, athlete, and band required by MSHA to have a physical. Those are typically done at Truman Elementary, and it's usually a 5 to 8 p.m. Time frame for those sports physicals for the 2027 school year.
All right, so no matter if they're middle school or high school or male, female, they'll go to Truman Elementary.
They will, and forms and letters will be sent out via the school nurses here very shortly.
All right, very good. So a lot going on, and we wish you the best luck on the golf tournament this week.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, that's Jennifer Eden from Nevada Regional Medical Center, and Melissa, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And that'll do it for today's Pride Report here on 97.5 FM Double K Country. Join us 2 weeks from today for our next edition from NRMC and on Double K Country. Thanks for joining us.